You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, here with my co-host, Eric Stocklin. We missed you guys last week. We're excited to be here this week. I have 10 trillion things to say.
Go for it.
Well, first of all,
Hi.
Hi. I love you. You're very monochrome today.
I wanted to be one with the chair.
You certainly are.
I wanted to just disappear.
You're very camouflaged.
In with the chair. Yeah.
I like it.
Look at that curl.
What curl?
How do you do this? This is like, can I pull on it?
My hair?
Yeah.
This, I guess.
Is that natural that it just does that? Did you wake up like that?
You've
it's like
seen,
a perfect curl. It goes all the way down.
My hair natural, my dear. And we both know it ain't looking nothing like this. No, it's not natural. This is...
Is it a product?
No, it's...
It's a tool.
I use a straightener.
It's very loud.
What's loud?
Your hair tool.
My straightener makes zero sound.
Not the straightener, but there's the other one that's like...
The blow dryer?
No, it's not. It's not a blow dryer. It's like a blow dryer stick thing.
It's a blow dryer.
But why does it not look like a blow dryer?
Because it has attachments.
Okay. It looks like a hair straightener, but it has prongs and it's
a brush. Are you talking about the brush?
It looks like, yeah, brush prongs, but uh-huh. It's like, and it's also like very loud. That's how I like how
it's a blow dryer. That's a blow dryer with attachments on it,
but it doesn't look like a blow dryer, like a traditional one.
No, it doesn't.
So blow dryers now could just be like, look like hair straighteners, but
it literally looks, first of all, have you ever seen a hair straightener? Because yeah. It couldn't look less like a hair straightener.
They're just like, they look like tongs.
No, the thing that's loud doesn't have tongs. It's a blow dryer with a brush attachment on the top.
But it's just like a stick. Like it looks like a medieval weapon.
Yes.
That you plug in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and you're like, okay, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. And then I'll hear that thing going from downstairs. And I'm like, okay, I know I got 10.
Yeah, that is.
I know, I got 10 to 15 minutes.
I only use that to blow dry my bangs.
Oh, that's the bang tool.
Yeah, but my hair, if it's down like this, I use the straightener on it.
There's a lot of things going on in there.
Yeah.
There's a whole surge protector of hair things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
I respect that. I don't use anything that I have to plug in for my hair.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's not true, actually.
I feel like that meant like, yeah, you can tell.
No, but that's actually not true. You do plug something in for hair. Because
what?
The hair ends up in the sink from something that you plug in.
Not my head, the hair on my head, I
well,
guess.
Well, is your face not on your head?
That's a good point. But no, I don't think the face is on the head. No.
You don't think that?
No.
Oh my God.
When I think of the face isn't on the head. It's the face.
Where's your face then?
On
the noggin?
On the neck.
On the neck? Ew. Why is it so gross to me?
I know, it doesn't sound good. I realized it in real time.
Well, there's a lot of things to discuss. We missed you guys last week. We're so sorry we had to miss the episode. Last week was a hectic, rough week for us, and we just couldn't make it happen. But we appreciate your patience. And I have a special treat along with all the things I want to talk about. When I want to get my special treat over first. So I was looking at the comments a couple weeks ago, and... You know how they asked us to write a jingle and you started to write one about hemorrhoids?
And I wrote a cover, like a, what would you call it?
Cover parody of
a parody song. That's what I did.
Yeah, I loved it. And so I was looking at the comments from that, not that episode, but the one where they were recommending things we make jingles about.
Uh-huh.
And some people did say hemorrhoids, but another one of the top ones was rompers. Because as we all know,
it's romper season.
I love a romper,
yeah.
And it's romper season. I'm wearing one currently. So I did write a little jingle for a romper. What's the look on your face of
what
disappointment?
I'm scared to ask what color you think your romper is.
I'm scared to know what you think
it
is.
I can't tell. I don't think it's blue or green. Like I would say maybe magenta unconfidently.
It better be very unconfidently. Magenta?
What's magenta?
It's magenta? Purple. Magenta is like a pinky purple. It's like a pink.
It's just a word. I hate
that. I'm not supposed to say that word. It's embarrassing. I can't say that word right.
Pink.
Pank?
You say pink.
I definitely don't say pink.
Say it again.
Pink.
Oh, yeah.
I say it like all nasally and weird. This is like teal. I would say this is teal.
Turquoise.
Sure. I don't think it's turquoise,
teal?
But yeah, teal. Teal's like in between blue and green.
Okay.
And I feel like it's that. It's like an in-between blue and green color.
I just needed to establish.
But it's definitely not magenta.
The color of your romper, but yeah.
Is magenta okay. Like a hot pink? What color is magenta? Now I'm like, I know that it's not green, but then I feel like maybe this is a, yeah, see, so it's like a purpley, whiny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. My mistake.
Okay. So.
It's very late.
It is late. I wrote a song for the romper.
Cool.
But here's the problem. It's like I wrote this little jingle. I found like a royalty-free track and I wrote this. My throat just made one of those weird noises. I wonder if you can hear it.
I don't know.
I wonder if they could hear it on the mics. It did that like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
how embarrassing is that when that happens in a quiet room? When you like yawn and your throat makes a weird noise?
I don't get that. I get like stomach noises I get, but like throat noises, no.
I'm not embarrassed by stomach noises. Throat noises are always so... I don't know what it is about a throat noise. It's so weird to me and embarrassing.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I didn't hear it.
I wrote this jingle for a romper and I wrote it to a royalty-free track and I was like, oh, I'll just sing it. But I felt like it needed a visual like to go along with it.
Okay.
So today I kind of filmed a little thing and then I was like, well, if it's, how am I going to show a thing if I'm singing it live? So then I just like quickly while, right before bath, like I was getting bath time ready and I ran down and I sang the vocals on it quickly. And so I'm going to, it's a video now. It's not okay. Me singing it live, which is, I know, cooler, but like, I don't know.
I love it. Yeah.
So I'm going to show it to you and you can react to it, I guess.
Okay.
As we show it to our friends who
are listening.
Listen. Well, they can just listen, but you know, if you want to watch it, it'll be on the channel, I guess.
Got it.
Are you sick and tired?
It's so produced. What's happening?
And pants to put on every single day? It's too many articles of clothing. Well, don't worry. We can help you out. Do you wish that you could be walking around wearing just a bed sheet? Do you wish you were naked every time you pee? We've got just the thing. We combine the pants and the shirt. It'll make your ass look saggy like you're dropping a turd.
This is this, you did work for days on this.
No, I didn't.
One in every color. A romper. Great ventilation. I've never looked better. Get yourself a romper.
There you go.
First of all, Yoga Queen. That was like such a pose.
I'm such a yoga.
But also like that was like a fully produced song.
I wouldn't say that. I did write it for last week's episode. So it was like a week and a day ago that I came up with the lyrics for it. And I was going to sing it live last week. And then today I was like, oh, that song I need to sing because I didn't get to do it last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this morning or this afternoon, I went and I listened to the song and tried to sing it out loud. And I was like, I think it needs a visual. So I made a visual happen.
I love it. And I love that you're wearing a romper right now. And
of course
you really
I am.
Do. I like how you showed how you really do have them in every color.
And now maybe, you know, if I were selling rompers, that's a good song to sell.
It's a good sound.
It's a bit long.
Would you
for
ever
a
start a romper company? Do you have like,
no.
Do you have anything to add to the romper? Like,
no.
Is it missing anything for you? Or you're
no.
like, oh, I wish it like had.
No.
Like a zipper.
You know, a lot of these rompers have the most random zipper. I wonder
a
if this
pocket?
One has it. No, they have pockets. Okay, so this one doesn't have it, but a lot of the rompers that I have this weird random zipper on the back that's like four inches long, like a horizontal
mm-hmm.
4-inch zipper that leads to nothing and it is for nothing, but it's on the middle of your back.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that weird?
Is that a fashion thing?
I don't know anything about fashion. You're
well,
the one
yeah,
who knows
well, I
these
didn't know.
Things.
I didn't know if there was like more to a romper that you could add because like
maybe
it's
I mean I think it probably already exists. You know, anything that I'd want to add, but
a different material.
Well, that's probably the thing is that like I really buy cheap, crappy ones because I wear them so often they get ruined so often by like stains and children and
yeah.
crafts, glues, things of these natures. So I buy
glues.
Them cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure if I got them in a nicer material, they'd feel more.
What's it? What's
soft.
It made of? It's like a
kind of like it feels like if I got near a flame, I would definitely catch on fire.
Yeah. It's like plastics.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's not
microplastic,
but it's not like feel it. I don't know. It just feels like a cheap cotton. Like
it's like cotton, but it hurts. So it's
yeah.
like not cotton. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
So like fake
so
cotton.
So I have them in
synthetic
all different
cotton.
Kinds of.
Yeah.
all different kinds of materials, but this is what I have here. Anyway, that's my little song for you. But
so when you pee, you're naked?
Yeah, that's like the thing with rompers, is that it's one of the downsides, is that when you wear a romper, when you have to go pee, you have to take off all of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because you're like, essentially, I mean, if you're wearing a bra, you're just wearing a bra as you pee because everything else has to come off. Whereas like normally when we sit down to pee, our shirt's still on, but the romper is the shirt and the pants. So it's all got to come off in order to pee.
It also seems like loose on the side. So you can just wear like, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but like you could, like, I feel like you have more of like a sports type bra on right now.
Yeah.
Because if you're wearing like
it's not really, it's like a crop top. It's like a crop tank top.
Yeah. But if you're wearing like a Victoria's Secret, is that who makes bras these days?
I'm sure they do. I mean, are you saying I should only wear a bra?
No, I'm just saying like if you did with that, like it would be a little bit more risque, I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't wear just like a regular bra with it. That's why I wear like my little tank tops with it.
Right.
But anyway, we don't need to keep talking about rompers.
Is that what needs to relax?
No, I have something that needs to relax. Okay. I was just excited about that and kind of like
I'm very
anxious about it because I was excited to show it to you. So I just wanted to do that first.
I feel like if you were doing a live show, like that would be like, that could be like a good bit in it.
I mean, it's 35 seconds long. So I don't know that it could be like a full thing in a show. But I also, what if I were to like write a new show, I'd have 35 seconds written, I guess.
Of like, like a romper bit.
So far.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Thank you. So I have a whole list of things to talk about as I always do these days. But the thing that needs to relax to me is, okay, so there's this documentary on Netflix about, I think it's called Poop Cruise or something about pooping on a cruise. Have you heard of it or seen of it?
No,
or
any of these like not a thing. No. What?
So there's a documentary about this cruise. I think it was Carnival Cruises. I don't remember. I watched it sort of. I was listening to it the other night. I just like had it on as I was like falling asleep. And it's about this cruise where there was a fire on the cruise. Okay.
Wait, there's a documentary on Netflix called Poop Cruise?
I think that's what it's called. All right. Maybe.
Continue.
I mean, okay, it's perfect for our podcast, first of all. So don't act all disgusted as if we don't talk about shit every single week.
I don't go on cruises.
You're literally dressed as shit today. On theme. anyway, this cruise, there was a huge fire that went off on this cruise, I guess. This is like 2000, I don't remember, 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there. And the fire shut off all the electrical. So all of a sudden, the power goes off. All these people are in like the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, excuse me.
Don't you fucking dare.
And so in the Gulf of Mexico, the power shuts off and it's hot. The AC turns off. Everything turns off, and including the toilets. Okay. And I guess it was all over the news. And I feel like I vaguely remember hearing about this, but like didn't care enough to like look into it deeper when it happened. But I guess that these people were floating in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico with no electricity, nothing, like pitch black, no toilets, no, they couldn't use it, no air conditioning. People were pulling their mattresses out on the top deck, like, and they're just like floating adrift.
I never heard about this.
And then they had to get tugboats to come and tug the cruise ship all the way to land in America, even though they were way closer to Mexico, because if some people didn't have passports, because you can cruise without a passport. So you can't take them to a foreign place because then like, they can't fly home.
I've never been on a cruise. I didn't know that. I don't know the whole world. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so this happened. So the reason it's called the Poop Cruise is because the toilets stop working. So they come on a speaker and they're like, hey, so the toilets aren't working. So if you have to pee, pee in the shower. And if you have to poop, we're going to be dropping off red bags under your door, like hazard little bags, like poop, mm-hmm. dog poop bags, poop in the bag and then put them out in the trash in the halls or whatever. And then like, that's how you're going to poop. And so
why red? That's so like nondiscreet.
I don't know. I maybe they weren't red. I just feel like I remember that they were
sure,
red, but
okay.
I don't think you want it to be discreet.
You're just like, let me give a very specific detail, but like, I don't remember.
Well, I think
like,
they were red. Well, I got insecure when you said why red, like you were so upset about that part. And I was like, maybe they were red.
I just thought they were.
I'm pretty sure they're red, but I think that you'd want to see that it was hazardous waste. Like you're going to want to know that that's what's in the bag. You don't want it to be discreet because like it's human poop.
So you know, but we all know, if we're on the cruise and we're on the poop cruise where we're all pooping in bags, like we know, I mean, it's all, everything's poop.
Well,
point.
It's,
We're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with this is this. Okay. So this happened a long time ago, and the guests from the cruise are being interviewed about this experience. And once the tugboats finally started tugging them slowly, I mean, they're on this thing for a long time trying to get back to land.
This is a documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it needs to relax in a minute. Uh-huh. So when the tugboats start tugging it, the boat starts to tilt. The cruise ship, I should say, not the boat. The cruise ship tilts, and all of the sewage waste water, the pee, and some people are still trying to poop in this. One man described it as poo lasagna in some of the toilets, where it'd be like poo, toilet paper, too, because people were just like, just poop everywhere. Pee and poop everywhere. So when the cruise ship started to like tilt as it was being pulled, uh-huh. Everything started flooding because everything started like leaking. So the walls were like leaking with piss poo water, like the sewage water. So the whole ship reeked of human old poop because they'd been on this cruise ship for so long. They had to eat like garbage, like they had no food because everything spoiled. So they're eating like horrific, like bread and whatever they could find, like bread and tomato, I guess, or like whatever the chefs could figure out how to make shift. And
they're just eating bread and tomato and shitting on shit.
Yes. The crew members are down at the bottom of the ship. So they're like literally jumping out of their bunk beds into sewage water from the gas. It's like crazy. Now I say all this to say what needs to relax. Okay.
Please. Yeah.
These people being interviewed are all they will talk about is like, how they had to poop in a bag and how they didn't want to poop in a bag. And that was like the big thing that was upsetting to them. I'm like, yeah. That would be the least of my worries of all the things. Like this is a cruise ship that's caught on fire. They're looking at it on fire while they're on it in the middle of the ocean. Like they don't, like that's a horrifying situation to have your cruise ship on fire. And then they have no electricity, have no way to get in touch with family. They're eating like garbage. They have to sleep. And I'm sure it's
so hot. But all they care
hot.
About is the trauma of having to poop in a bag.
Yeah, the walls are leaking poo-poo.
Yeah.
And they're like, but I don't want to poop in a bag. I feel like that's like the one thing I'd be grateful for, is there's a place to even do it.
Yeah.
And also like, I guess I've pooped in weird places, so maybe it doesn't bother me. But to me, I was watching going like, wait, why are they making such a huge deal about pooping in a bag?
It's a huge deal of.
Would that be a huge deal to you?
To me, it is, yes.
Bigger than like being stuck on a cruise.
I know of a time in my life before I met you where I had to poop in a bag.
Are you being jerk? Are you joking?
Am
serious?
I being jerk?
Are you being jerky?
I went to a camping site once that was like you had to kayak to this camping site, and it was like a little like inlet, and there was no bathrooms, and so one of the stipulations was that you had to bring these poop bags in with you, and if you had to, and I was there for 3 days, and so like they gave you bags to poop in, and then you had to kayak with them out miles to then dispose of the poop bags. So like I had to poop in a bag. I then had to in a kayak, which is a pretty personal. It's not a cruise ship. You're like in a kayak with my own poop in a bag.
But were you with someone else in the kayak?
Yeah, with some. No, two separate kayaks.
I was gonna say, oh my gosh.
But also, like, I know that you pooped in a bag.
Well, a diaper.
When we had the RV,
yeah, I pooped in a diaper
because the toilet didn't work in the RV, so we had to poop into a trash bag.
No, I pooped in a diaper.
All right, fine.
Wait, did I poop in a trash bag?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I don't know. You're like, who cares about pooping in a bag? I was like, I can think of two times in my life where I was required to poop in a bag,
right?
And there are vivid memories.
Yeah. I mean, I probably have pooped in bags. Clearly, it doesn't even affect me that much. I'm like, whatever. But I know.
You're like, what's the big deal, guys?
Well, only income. No, it is a big deal to poop in a bag. Okay. That's weird. It's a big deal. Sure. But in comparison to all the things they're going through on this cruise ship, I would be sobbing my brains out thinking I was going to be on the next Titanic.
No, like, I think if I was on that cruise ship, I'd be like, why? I'd be more like, why is... It smells really bad. Well, I wouldn't be on that cruise ship, but like it smells really bad and there's poop coming out of the walls.
Yeah, you wouldn't be concerned about pooping in a bag, but it seemed like that was the only thing anyone cared about that was being interviewed.
That's really funny. I think I need to watch this documentary.
I think you should.
You've sold it to me. I didn't know this existed. I've been really behind on Netflix. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, I haven't really been watching anything on Netflix.
Netflix is
either,
weird now. I feel like I don't know what it is.
I don't watch anything ever. I'm surprised I even watched that.
Right.
But I just thought that was so fascinating. And I was like, would I freak out about pooping in a bag? I feel like I'd be the one person to be like, okay, like of all the things to stress about, like I literally don't think I would care about pooping in a bag. I think I'd be like,
they don't promote their stuff. It's just there. And they're like, no, it's number one today. Love.
Imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So
no,
just like hot
air conditioning.
Hot poop air. Yeah.
And I mean, everyone, you're sleeping right next to like all these people.
Aren't
like on
cruise
the top
ships,
deck.
It's really like uncomfortable. Like even like with air conditioning and functioning plumbing, like aren't they really uncomfortable anyways? Like like close quarters? Like doesn't
yeah,
it seem
I mean,
like
it's kind of close quarters, but it's not really, it's not claustrophobic. I mean, the rooms are claustrophobic. The rooms are tiny.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But like the space of the cruise ships, I mean, I've only been on a couple and it's fine. You know,
I have no desire.
But like there was even one part, and I'm just remembering there's one part where they're like, one night they gave them all alcohol, which is insane to do when you don't have working toilets. So everyone's just like drunk out of their minds, like on this cruise ship. And one girl's like, there was this couple that was on their honeymoon and they were like having sex right next to me. Like they weren't even scared. They're just like having sex like on the top deck. Like they didn't even care. Anyone was watching. And I'm like, and you're concerned about pooping in a bag when like you're trying to sleep and there's just like people having sex like
next to you and your grandpa.
They all had to
sleep on the top.
Yeah, because it was unbearably hot in the rooms. There's no ventilation. There's no air. And they obviously don't have windows really that
open.
How
long did this go on? Like
I can't remember the amount of days, but I feel like it was a while.
Okay. Yeah. Well, people can, I'll go watch.
Like I feel like it was like at least a week.
And they can't like just, well, I guess it's far out in the ocean. They can't just tug it in faster.
No, they did it as fast as they could. I think that it was like pretty dire situation, like pretty dire circumstances.
What happened? It's just
since I watched it, then all of a sudden I started seeing like videos and TikToks of other people right. who had seen it and talking about it and whatever. And I actually saw a couple other people saying the same thoughts that I'm having. They were like, why are people so concerned about these poop bags? Like, this is crazy. And then I also saw someone else who was like, I can't believe they had to poop in bags. And I was like, why is this bag thing such a big deal? This like cruise ship almost like sunk, I feel like. So I saw someone saying what they got from it. Like, so all these people, it's obviously a huge liability. There's like thousands of people on the ship and then they all had to poop in bags and on each other and like, or no food, no air conditioning, whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand why cruises are a thing. Okay.
So they all got $500 for that.
Huh.
And they got a free cruise with the same cruise line.
Yeah.
And then they spent like majillions of dollars fixing that cruise ship. And now it's just out and about again. Like we could go on it if we wanted to. The poop
cruise. It's so weird. It's like a whole, is that an aspect of life that like I just have no interest in and never did?
You would hate it.
Like cruises.
Yeah.
Is a thing for people, for families. So like we go on a cruise and we're going on a cruise and then we're going to take this cruise. Never done it. Will never do it.
Yeah, no.
I'm never going to do it.
Right.
Just like I'm never going to go to Australia. Like I'm never going to go on a plane for 15 hours.
So don't say that to Flynn.
It's just never going to happen.
Flynn will cry.
But like a cruise, it's not the same thing, but like cruises, that's like an aspect of this, is like something that's a part of people's lives.
Yeah. A lot of people love cruises.
And especially since I feel like COVID, like where it was like everyone like that, you know, I feel like that was
yeah,
like
wasn't
a big
there another
part.
Cruise ship that got stuck during COVID?
Yeah. Well, it was because they all like got COVID and like people were like, I don't understand like why we're all going to go on a boat together.
Well, it's a way to see places.
Maybe like a small, like if it was like a smaller boat with like less people and then it was like in a part of the world where I was like, yeah, I don't know. But like those big giant ones where you see everyone doing like the Macarena, like, you know what I mean? Like that seems, that's.
You would hate a cruise. You would not enjoy it. It's a big, really fun, crazy.
I like going on a ferry when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
But that was like 2 hours, like the Cape May ferry from Cape May, New Jersey to.
Yeah,
the word. It's
a
not
ferry
the same thing.
Is very different than a cruise ship. A cruise ship is like a very large hotel with everything that you could possibly want and need on it. And a lot of them have like slides. There's a lot of entertainment. There's really cool theaters and like a lot of shows. The Disney cruises that I've been on. I've never paid to be on a cruise, by the way. I would never pay money to go on a cruise. And I don't think I would ever go on one again unless I was like
What were you,
asked
a
to.
Pirate?
Was I a pirate?
What do you mean? You're like, I've been on these cruises, but I'd never paid to go on one?
Yeah, no. My friends are performers. Uh-huh. You don't have friends who've worked on cruise ships?
I do. But
yeah, so like then they go like, oh, you want to come on? And you can go and you stay in their room and like.
No, I never did that.
Well, obviously you haven't done that, but I'm saying that's what I did. And then I didn't have to pay to be there.
Because you're just going, they're working there. You're like, I'll stay in your little quarters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took Rachel on a Disney cruise for her 21st birthday.
Huh.
But the Disney cruises were really amazing. I love Disney. So the characters are walking around. The shows are incredible. Like, you just see the Disney princesses sing. There's a lot of activities.
You just made it worse somehow for me.
Yeah, for you. And I would, again, I would never do it again unless it was like free and someone was like, please come watch me perform. And it was one of my best friends. Like, you know, but I wouldn't, or if I got to go perform on a cruise, I would think that'd be fun for a week. But I don't want to pay to
perform
go on a cruise.
Perform for who?
For the people on the cruise.
What are they doing?
Literally, like exactly. Theater? Well, that's my point. Is there's nothing to do. The ships are huge, love. These ships are bigger than you can imagine.
Well, yeah, I've seen images.
There's huge theaters.
I've obviously seen pictures and videos of cruises, but like
there's huge theaters inside of them, and there's all these different like little spaces. There's bars and theaters and casinos.
I would just
and
be thinking of like the Titanic the whole time.
Well, yeah,
the whole time I'd be thinking like we're all gonna be like killing each other over lifeboats.
Yeah.
And if it's not that, then there's poop coming out of the walls. There's no electricity or AC. And we're all like...
Yeah, that was one time, but like, yeah.
I mean, no.
Yeah, I'm not trying to convince you to go on it.
Who's like, I want to go on public transport for vacation.
A lot of people. A lot of people love cruises.
Can you imagine if there was like, instead of cruises, it was just like buses and people just like went on, like for vacation, went on a bus?
It's like going to an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah, I guess they do, but I guess that's RV.
It's an all-inclusive resort where you get to see different locations without the hassle of a plane ride or driving yourself.
So here's the appeal. You get off?
Yes. So the appeal is that you don't have to go on a plane for people who are afraid of flying. You don't have to drive if you don't want to do a big long road trip. You get on a cruise ship and you are pampered and spoiled. It's all inclusive, well, except for the drinks probably on some, I don't know. But like you get free entertainment, free, like there's casinos and there's free daycare, there are babysitters and like little camps that kids can go to. There's tons of entertainers and performers. There's magicians. There's drag queens.
If
there's
I'm on
everything.
A boat, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me leave my children on level 3.
Neither am I.
And, like in this,
that would never happen.
Stranger, and then go up to the
I'm not going
level
to do that.
15 to see like guys and dolls. Like,
I'm not,
or,
well, that's
or,
not what happens. It's not like, guys and dolls. It's usually like the Disney one's like a Disney thing. And then other cruise ships, they do like variety
Frozen.
Shows or magicians or like
a
hypnotists
magician, yeah.
or I don't know things. But anyway, so you get to go see these different places. So the Disney cruise I did, it started in Long Beach and then it went down to like Puerto Vallarta and Cabo. And I think we stopped at one more place, but I don't remember, but it wasn't even that long. And then I got to see a couple different places in Mexico that were beautiful. You just get off the ship. You're there for the day. You can do whatever you want for the day. And you get back on the ship and you go to the next place and you just like go have fun and drink and eat delicious food, go to bed, wake up in a new place. So it's like all the perks of like visiting different cities and different places without having
to fly. You don't have to drive.
And it's like all inclusive.
Drink and nap the whole time. And
do
like
karaoke
and like
see shows.
Oh,
and like,
do I like cruises?
You might love a cruise.
I might love a cruise. Like that kind of, wait, so I get to vacation a place, but I'm not like doing long road trip drives where I have to do all the driving.
You don't have to check in.
You don't have to go to airports or flying.
You don't take air. You don't have to take like different.
It's all inclusive drinking.
Usually, well, I don't know about drinking. I don't know. I don't know the details of these cruise ships, but I know the food is usually.
I don't get seasick.
Yeah.
Because I have a history of.
Of what?
Boat captains in my family. I don't
okay.
know. we're doing a cruise.
Absolutely not. But that's.
Isn't there an Alaskan cruise?
Yeah, there's cruises that go all
that
over the place.
That could be your honeymoon.
There was a cruise that goes all the way around the world that started last year, I think.
Oh, the people that were like on the cruise for like their whole life.
Yeah, it's like for a whole year. Like you go and you go all over. It's like really cool. But wow, we talked about cruises for a long time, but you gotta see Poop
and
Cruise.
I'm convinced. I have to watch that documentary and I feel like you pitched the idea.
I'm not even trying to convince you of cruises. I don't want to go on a cruise. Like if you said to me, like, hey, I actually kind of want to go on a cruise, I would say no. Like I have no interest in going on a cruise. I don't like them, like for me personally, but I understand why people do enjoy them. And the appeal of a cruise, I understand. It's just not something that I personally enjoy.
You just reminded me, I saw a video today. It was in the news today that like a little girl.
Yeah, I know.
Fell
she fell and her daddy jumped
her
in
dad
and jumped
in.
Like, and then they came and they saved Disney. I'm telling you, Disney, like this, the chances of that happening and them getting them and rescuing
them.
Yeah,
it's
them,
like zero.
It's so low. Like Disney was on it. They were out there.
But how is it even possible?
Well,
for a little kid to fall off one of those things?
I think I don't know nothing. I don't know what's true and what's not, because I don't trust what like is reported. But I do know that Disney's like insanely safe with like, there's like glass on all of the railing and everything. Like it's like difficult to try to fall into the water. Like it'd be hard. And so there's like, I don't know if it's true or not, but they're saying like, they're trying to take a picture. He set her up to take a picture on the ledge or something. But even that, I don't even understand how it's possible, because there's like, it's glass. So I'm like confused how that could even work. But I mean, clearly he jumped in or fell in with her because he was with her and caught her and was treading water holding her, which is pretty incredible.
Good job, guy. I guess.
But yeah, and good job to Disney crew for like getting them immediately. Like it's very impressive.
Within like 20 minutes, because normally you hear like, oh, they never can circle back or whatever. Like, but yeah,
well, just, how do you catch?
If you're this
giant
floating hotel, I feel like you should have like rescue boats, like in a crew, like ready to go.
Yeah, it seems as though they did. Yeah, it makes sense. Good. Disney would, but like, yeah, I remember like going on cruises. I was so shocked.
Cruise cast
at how big the cruise is. Like, you can't like, you know, oh, it's a cruise, it's like a hotel, it's a floating hotel, but like once you're on, you're like, this is so big, because it is the idea of like, why would I want to be on a big boat for like a week? I'd be so bored.
Is it like being in Caesar's Palace, but it's like floating in the ocean? Like, does it feel
like
that big? Like,
yeah, it feels, it's just huge. Like they're huge. I mean, there are smaller ones, but like, it's huge.
Does it feel like a Vegas hotel, but like out in the ocean?
Yeah. But a cruise is like its own. There's so many different restaurants. It's not like there's one cafeteria, like, or there's, you know, hotels usually have like one or two restaurants. Like there's multiple different, you're not going to, and some cruise ships, you don't even repeat a place you'd eat. Like,
can one go through life having never gone on a cruise?
I think a lot of people do.
And like not regret it?
A lot of people.
Why am I now? Like, I feel it in my bones. Now I'm like, well, I gotta try it once.
The whiplash now of like you going so viciously against it to now like you're so wanting to go on one.
I mean, like with kids now though, it's like so hard to like think about these things.
Well, I think that's the other reason people like cruises. People with kids usually like cruises
because,
well, like a Disney cruise, there's so much entertainment.
In the boiler room? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean the childcare is like amazing. There's a lot of safe things. You don't have to worry about like carting your kids around to places where are we going to eat for lunch today on this vacation? Where are we going to eat for dinner today on this vacation? Getting all the kids back to the hotel, traveling around with your kids on vacation with kids. Vacation with kids is hard. And
but those little rooms?
Listen, I'm not fighting for it. I don't want to go on
one. Why do you want to go on a cruise so bad?
I'm just saying like I've heard people saying that when you have kids, cruises are the best because like you don't have to think about anything. Like there's food's already ready at every day, every meal, and there's tons of stuff for the kids to do to be entertained.
If you're listening or watching this, say if you think it's a good idea, or if you
for
if
Aaron
you,
to go on a cruise alone.
If you've had a good experience on a cruise and could recommend a cruise line or like a route.
You know that one of my best friends like works constantly with cruises.
Yeah, but like
we can talk to him. We can, if you want to go.
He doesn't, I mean, years ago, right? Decades
no,
ago.
No, still, he has ties with every cruise line. Like he
so could he could hook it up?
I'm pretty sure he could if you wanted to go.
Isn't there an Alaskan cruise line that goes?
Yes, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a lot of cruises that go around Alaska. There's tons.
But I feel like you're on a cruise, like you don't want to be like, do you want to be stopped? You want to be like in some place like tropical, right? I don't know.
Not necessarily. I mean, not if you're on an Alaskan cruise, you're there to see the icebergs and whatnot. I feel like.
Do you want to hear who I think needs to relax?
I really do. Okay. I want to not talk about cruises anymore and rompers.
I think we're about to like.
In the episode.
Is it over? And it's
probably.
Just we only
we talk
about cruises
and rompers.
You can ask.
Who needs to relax today, Levy?
I was going to say mortality.
Oh my God.
I had an experience that made me cry recently with our son.
Oh.
Where I had, so I was putting him to sleep. I was helping him go to sleep. Like, you know, read him a book. Then was laying there till he went to sleep. And I had to grow out this like kind of mustache for an audition. And I thought he was asleep. It was like 20 minutes in. And then he rolled over to me and he was kind of touching this audition mustache. And he looked at me. I thought he had been asleep for like 20 minutes at this point. And he looked at me and he said, he went, "I'm going to miss you when you die." And then he rolled over and instantly passed out and was asleep. And I started convulsively sobbing.
Yeah.
I had no parental response to him, like,
yeah,
to lie and say I'm never going to die, or to have some sort of like, you know, good response, I was speechless that he said it, and it was out of nowhere.
Kind of. He had been talking about death for a couple of days. He's like at that stage where he's like trying to understand it.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. More so with like, yeah, not so much.
The only reason
not
I'm
so
saying
much,
that is
not
because-
so much like a direct, like, hey, dude, you're next. You're going to die. And I'm going to, yeah, I don't even want to like trivialize it. Like, it was like super intense. I'm going to miss you when you die.
It almost, I know, horrible.
But that was one night, and I told you about that, and I sobbed. Mm-hmm. The next night, I helped him go to sleep. I haven't told you about this yet.
Okay.
He goes, he's about to fall asleep. He rolls over to me, and he goes, Dad, you're my seventh favorite thing. And he said it as if it was like the biggest compliment in the world. And I go, oh, what? And he goes, you're my seventh favorite thing. And I can tell before... He was like, you know, because he was trying to fall asleep, but I could tell he was like thinking a lot, and he was like counting in his head. So I feel like it took him a while to get to like that I was seven.
This the list changes. So just so that
so
you feel
wrote
a little
it
better.
Down, so I wrote down what
it,
he
it
said to
change,
me.
It does change because my ranking has changed depending
has
on
he
the
done
night.
This to you before?
Yes, he has.
Okay,
and the well, ranking does change.
Fine.
So don't feel too sad
I
about it.
I want to see if you can guess
I
the
can,
ranking.
Probably.
1 to 7. Okay. I've already given away that I am his seventh
okay,
favorite
I'm gonna,
thing.
I'm going to take
we're going to start with number one.
Okay.
So what do you think is his favorite thing?
I think his favorite thing, I'm going to go based off of the last time he said this to me. Last time we talked about it, I'd say his number one thing is cuttlefish.
Correct.
Yes.
Number two.
Grandma.
No.
Okay. Me?
No.
Ah, dang it. Cotton candy ice cream.
No.
No, I want to try to guess. A stag beetle.
No.
Dang it. Praying mantis. When was this? Depends on the day, you know? Like
this was a week ago.
A week ago. Praying mantis.
No.
What is it?
Ocean.
Okay, that's fair.
Number three.
Me.
No.
Grandma.
No.
Bugs. Bugs? What?
Blue-tailed skink.
Okay, see, this
and if
was
you don't
a
know
while
what a blue-tailed
ago, yeah.
skink is, it's a specific Southern Californian lizard that is a skink that has a blue tail.
It's very cute. So this was a minute ago. Yeah, see, if I had known the timeline, I could have guessed a little
better. A week ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, blue-tailed skink a week ago? This got to be a longer
this list
ago.
Is...
Blue-tailed skink? Was that's high on his list.
It's
for
crazy how much me and you hint or like not. We're
low on the rankings.
You're six.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it
you're
goes
six,
cuttlefish.
I'm seven.
Well,
no
the last
offense
time
taken.
I talked to him, he told me that grandma was number one and I was number two, and then he switched it. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I love grandma too. She's the best. Like, and then he was like, well, actually, you and grandma are both number one, maybe a little bit more you.
What was number two?
It was me or grandma. We switched. Uh-huh. And then it was... Cuttlefish and then Jojo Siwa.
Huh? Before me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
That night, you know, it changes though.
Yeah.
But it changes. I'm number six. Okay, so we've gone cuttlefish, ocean, blue-tailed skink. Is that where we're at? Three?
Uh-huh.
So four is gonna be grandma.
Leaf insect.
Okay. That was one day. So now I know the exact
number
day this
five,
was.
Five, stick bug.
Okay.
Number six, mama.
Number seven, dada.
Number seven, dada.
At least I beat grandma that day. One night he was telling me his list of things he loved, and he told me I was number three or four that night or two. I don't remember.
I didn't know. He's never done this before. I'm sorry. I thought you'd be more surprised by this because he's never done a ranking, like a life-like ranking with me. And it was like... The day after he had turned over to me, like turned over when I thought he was asleep for for 20 minutes to tell me, like, I'm going to miss you when you die. The next night he turned over and I'm like, oh, what's he going to say now? You know, it was like jarring. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It had stuck with me. I feel like for the whole next day I was talking to you about it and mm-hmm. I kept getting emotional about it. And then that next night he was like, Daddy, you're my seventh favorite thing. After, like, you know.
And but to him, that was the biggest compliment.
And I never heard the.
Yeah, he always tells me that I'm what ranking I am that day. And it's always a compliment. Like he always. And so I always respond like it's because he thinks he's saying something so sweet.
Of course. So I'm always I took like, it
oh
that
God,
way.
That's so sweet. And then I always go, you're my number one favorite thing. And
yeah.
And he goes, really? Above everything? I go, yeah, you, Wesley and Maisie
yeah.
are my number one favorite thing. And he always is like. First, he's always like kind of upset that like Wesley and Maisie are up there with him.
Yeah.
But then he usually follows it up with,
of course.
And you're my third. You know, yeah. like, he's like
I'll let you hear it.
Oh, you recorded it?
Okay, so I'm your seventh favorite thing?
Yeah. The starting of my favorite things is a cuttlefish.
Okay, that's number one. What's number two?
Ocean.
The ocean, okay. What's number three?
Blue-tailed skink.
Blue-tailed skinks, okay. Number four?
Leaf insect.
Leaf insect. Number five?
Did you hear my name?
Stick bug.
Stick bug, okay. Number six?
Mama.
Mama.
Mommy. Closer to dad at number six, okay. And number seven is?
You.
Aw, I love you.
You didn't keep asking. I'd want to know what's 8, 9, 10. No. Keep it going.
I think I did, but
you know what though? If you asked him tonight, stag beetle would be up there at the top.
Yes, stag beetle.
I bet you pickles would be up there, like the chicken, not the food.
So when he goes to sleep, and you can tell, like he's out. He sometimes has a hard time, and he's like obviously thinking, like you know, as we all do, and all have a hard time going to sleep. Is he's just like thinking of a ranking system of things. He
depends
loves
on the
most.
Night, because sometimes he's thinking yeah. about death and how sad it is to him, and like wants yeah, to talk about it, or he's thinking depend. About nerves, about you know.
Speaking of stag beetles.
Love you.
Our son has become obsessed with stag beetles. If you don't know what a stag beetle is, and if you're still listening to this podcast for some reason, it's a beetle with very long mandibles. So it's if you picture a beetle and then has the big mandible
antenna like, looking things. But I didn't know
part
what
of its mouth.
Were.
It's like a part. It's like a. Yeah. It's like a part of its mouth. And so he became so obsessed that he begged and begged to like have a pet one. And so I found a beetle farm online that's out here in California that can ship you beetles. And I thought like, oh, since we've had caterpillars before that hatched into butterflies, I won't just get the beetle. I would get the larva of a stag beetle. Okay.
Yeah. Before you continue, let me say, I looked the next day for a beetle as well. Cause Flynn was asking about a different kind of beetle after Eric had bought this one. And so I was like, he wanted me to look one up. So I looked one up and I saw that there was like the larva or you could buy the full grown one. So when I found out you bought the larva, I was like, what? So I actually asked Eric yesterday, the day before, I go, why on earth did you buy the larva and not the already, already born beetle? And you said, I'll tell you on the podcast.
Yeah,
I said,
oh, right.
So I walked away. So I've been like waiting for this.
So because it was so astonishing to me that I wanted to tell you now. I don't know.
I'm desperate to know though now. So you thought it would be like caterpillar.
I thought it would be like, and that's what he wanted. He wanted to see like the life. He's interested in it as like mm-hmm. a, you know, kid scientist and he wanted to see the life cycle of it. And I thought like, hey, you get a larva, like, and they, like, when we've had like a lot of monarch butterfly caterpillars that then like turn into a cocoon, you know, or whatever you call it. And then they hatch. It's been great, but the period of like 3 weeks.
What am I guessing?
Stag beetle larva.
Yeah. What's the
life cycle of a stag beetle, do you think?
Okay, so larva into beetle.
Yeah.
I don't know. 6 weeks.
If you were to guess that they spend most of their lives 3 to 7 years, depending on factors of like temperature underground as larva, feeding on decaying wood, you would be correct. And then when they're above ground as a beetle, it's a few weeks because they don't eat anything as beetles. They're kind of just dying, living off their body fat. So the larva I bought, which he thinks is going to turn into a beetle in like a week, is going to be a larva for 3 to 7.
Lovey.
7 years.
Lovey.
At which point in like 7 years, he's going to totally still be into Stag Beetles.
Lovey.
3 to 7 years.
And you obviously
Colleen.
Love. I cannot Wait believe on. You bought that freaking this. Larva.
The single larva.
Yeah, I was watched, waiting
look
for
it
this.
Up. It's disgusting. I mean, it's a gross kind of looking thing. Was $60.
I can't believe you did that. You're
it was a
psychopath.
$60 beetle larva that you have, and you have to take care of it. I mean, you can't like just let it sit there for 7 years. It has to have like very specific conditions in this like little container for 3 to 7 years before it maybe.
Why do people buy the larvas?
I don't know. I don't know why it's a thing. I've never been on a website for a beetle farm before. I have now. Now I know. Just so you know, I went back on it and I've ordered him now an adult beetle.
Okay.
That's like already a beetle and it's the more specific stag beetle he wants because I had ordered the wrong one.
Yeah, he was sweet about it though. He was just
know,
like, oh, that's so nice. Thank
but
you so
I didn't,
much.
I didn't know there was different breeds, but there are lots of them. And he had in his mind had his heart set on a giraffe stag beetle.
Yeah,
and
you,
not
know,
a rainbow
you know, we
stag
can
beetle.
Tell him like, nah.
I know we can, but it's so fun for me too. I
know you love it.
I love
I know
his,
you,
his
I know
weird
you do.
Little interest and hobby.
I love
it
too.
It gets me so into it too. But yeah, it blew my mind because I bought the $60 singular larva.
I cannot believe
set
it.
Set up the enclosure for it with him. Then he was asking me, he was like, when is this thing going to, pupate or whatever, turn into like a thing? And then it becomes a beetle. I was like, that's a good question. And in front of him, I Googled it. And
you didn't look it up before?
No, I had no idea. Because I assumed like you're a larva and then you're the thing. Because like with caterpillars, like they're the caterpillar, then they're the thing. And when it said 3 to 7, they spend 3 to 7 years.
You didn't tell them that?
No. They spend 3 to 7 years underground. And then they're a beetle for a few weeks. Also underground.
Oh, really?
Like, they're not really on the, like, they're on the surface because, like, people take pictures of them or, like, you know, Nat Geo or for YouTube videos or whatever. But, like, these are, like, underground creatures.
Yeah, we shouldn't have one.
No. Oh, and I don't know why God. He likes them. And he won't. Maybe he won't next week.
I don't think he will because he does go through, he loves bugs. He loves them. But bugs are, like, a placeholder right now for him. For like his undying love is cuttlefish. And he loves the ocean, but you know,
he wants a bearded dragon. He wants a leopard.
Well,
gecko.
Yeah, kids want all the things.
He doesn't want a hamster.
Thank God.
He doesn't want a bird. He doesn't want a chinchilla. Like he wants
bugs and ocean creatures
and lizards.
And we just say no. You say no, or you say okay. When you get a job, you can buy one. We don't have to buy them all.
Did you have a lizard as a kid?
No.
I did.
How was that?
It somehow ended up under the tank and dead.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, actually.
Oh, yeah. This is the other thing I've written down on my...
This was... There are two things this week where I said, tell me about this. And he said, I'll tell you on the podcast.
Yellow legal pad is the way to go. Besides, like, forget writing notes in your phone anymore. You know how, like, that app on your phone looks like this? They have these in real life. You don't need, like, the app on your phone. It's, like, it's way more fun. We talked a few podcasts ago about how a cockroach got out and I didn't tell you for a while.
Right.
This keeps happening and I don't know how.
Yeah, I know because our son told me.
Right now in our house, when you have a child of the age of 6 and they love creatures mm-hmm. and you help them with their creature enclosures, as he calls them. Somehow, like sometimes he doesn't close them all the way or leaves.
Yeah, well, that's where you come in as the adult.
Yes.
Yeah, usually.
With the praying mantis, there was like a little weird little like toggle thing in
the
back.
The praying mantis got out?
Yes, there's 2 praying mantis loose in our house.
Oh my God.
The lizard was my fault because I thought I had it contained.
No offense. They're all your fault, love. He's 6.
So right now, loose in our house, Madagascar hissing cockroach.
No, that's not true. The Madagascar, the cockroaches got back to their home. He found them and he told me about them after. The praying mantis I'm just now finding out about.
And a blue-bellied lizard.
The lizard I knew about because Flynn told me they caught a lizard and Flynn does like catching lizards and bugs, but he always releases them. In fact, Flynn's gotten really good now about, he's the one who's like, we need to release this back. Like
you
he's
can't,
really
in our
good.
House, if there's a fly, can't kill the fly. You got to catch the fly and let it outside. There's a spider, any kind of spider,
ants. You can't kill anything.
You got to catch the spider and let it go outside.
Let it go. Yeah.
And he gets emotional. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He catches things and he loves to like spoil them in a mansion of a little aquarium that he's made to look exactly like their natural habitat, and then looks at them for a minute and maybe an hour. And then he's like, we have to let them go back to their home. So he's really good about that. So they caught a lizard. He's really excited about it. And he told me like, we caught a lizard and it was so weird. We had a little hole in it just so that like it could breathe while we were setting up the enclosure. And then when we came back, it was gone. So I guess it escaped. And I looked at Eric and I was like, excuse me. He's like, I'll tell you on the podcast.
It's in our kitchen.
That's great.
It's in our kitchen somewhere. I looked everywhere. I feel like they like to hide in shoes. So maybe check the shoe rack.
Oh my God, love.
So when you're putting on your shoes, always think there might be a lizard in there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I think enough of these things. I think I'm very supportive of Flynn.
I just told you I ordered a new beetle.
That's insane behavior, love. Crazy.
You like that snake though. You were like,
I love snakes.
That milk snake, I think.
Yeah, I love snakes. I think snakes are so cool.
I'd be down for like
I don't think that we could, because here, the thing I am now with animals, and I think it's to like heal my own guilt from like my childhood of having, you know, guinea pigs and bunnies, and we kind of had them free range a little bit in the backyard, but like, I feel like with
you
pets
care
growing
for them
up,
the right way,
I want to make sure I'm doing it the right way. And I feel like growing up, it's like you get a fish tank, you know, you have a guinea pig, you get a guinea pig cage, you know, and it's just like, you get whatever's at the pet store. There wasn't much like research that it went into pets. It was just like at the pet store, you go, what do I need for this thing? And the pet store owner tells you, this is the stuff you need. And that's what you got. And now it's like, we have the, you know, the wonderfulness
of the internet.
It's
never going to be enough. It's never going to be their natural habitat.
Right. Yeah. And so that's the thing is like, I would love a snake. I think snakes are so cool, but like, how could I possibly find an aquarium tank thing that's like big enough for a snake that I wouldn't feel guilty about? Cause I went to the reptile store with Flynn the other day and there was a little, what are those things called? The little leopard gecko.
Yeah, leopard gecko.
It was maybe the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, we're buying this right now. Like, we have to have this. It was so cute. But by the way, the pet store guy was like, yeah, you just get him one of these tanks. And he showed me which one to get. And it was pretty big. But then I went home because I love that leopard gecko. And I looked up all the information on it. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, I'd need like a massive aquarium, because I'd want to get like, because they usually go, oh, you need one that's 40 to 60 gallon tank or whatever it is. I'm always going to do the top one because I don't want to like skimp out and do like the smallest amount of like room they need. I'm going to do the most. And then all of a sudden we have half of the room is an aquarium for a leopard gecko. You know, it's like, I can't do that. So that's why I don't think I'd ever get like a snake or anything. Cause I'm like, it would be half the house would be like an aquarium for a, or a, you know, living place. It's just like, let them be outside and like,
yeah, I would only like want to get them to then I could like let them go in the wild, which then probably wouldn't benefit them or anything. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's, I love how much he loves creatures.
Well,
it's
I get it. Like, cause I was like that when I was a kid, like I wanted to catch everything and I wanted it as a pet. Like I had tons of,
I was not like that at all.
You have like a snake, your brother had a tarantula.
Yeah, we had a snake and a tarantula. Like, I think my brother having a snake is what made me like snakes, is because, so I wasn't afraid of them, but I don't like tarantulas. He had a albino corn snake.
Yeah.
And we fed it mice, and I guess now they feed them.
That's too much. Yeah.
Now they feed them like frozen, like you can get frozen mice.
Even worse. Yeah.
It's all gross. It's all sad. But we did live. Like, I don't know if that was
the little one you saw that me and Flynn took the picture of. That surely that doesn't eat mice. It's little. Like maybe it eats like crickets.
Well, crickets and probably mice. I mean, they eat living things.
No, but it was little. It was like the size of like a pencil.
Which one? The milk snake?
The one that we sent you a picture of that was like really. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, they get bigger.
Oh yeah.
From eating mice.
Yeah.
But, and you'd be surprised how big their jaws like can dislocate so that they can swallow. And then you see it in their snake body. Like you see a big lump because they only eat like once a week or something like that. It's crazy. But
yeah. Well, yeah. I had a snake when I was a kid that we fed mice.
Oh.
For a little bit. So I know them. I know how that goes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry you didn't ask.
Well, you seemed so surprised when I said we fed our mice. You're like, oh, what?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it was. I mean, for me, it was traumatic. Yeah, I think it was a black rat snake that we caught, that my sister caught.
Oh,
yeah.
You caught a snake?
She caught a snake in the wild, and we had it for a while, and we fed it mice. Then we let it go in a national park. I know you don't believe in national parks.
I do believe in national parks. I just don't understand them. Isn't the whole America a national park?
But yeah, but that did happen. But that was like for a period of like a few weeks. And it was like, I remember it being riveting, but also traumatizing.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think Flint could handle having
No.
Of course not. Like we as we just explained, if there's like a daddy long legs, we have to catch it.
He's pretty good about like the circle of life kind of stuff though. Like he doesn't want to watch like a brutal attack, but like even with crickets, like one of his crickets got out that he was feeding to what? The praying mantis?
It was a praying mantis food. Yeah.
And one of the crickets got out, the little baby crickets, and I was like, "Oh, there's a cricket. Do you want to put it outside?" Or I was like, "Do you want to feed it to some, oh, the chicks." I was like, "The chicks would love this little tiny cricket." And he was like, "What?"
Yeah, that's
no!
not.
And I was like, "Aren't the praying mantis going to eat it?" He's like, "Yes, but that's the only way. Like,
that's the
only way something can.
It's the only thing they can eat. They have to eat it to survive." Whereas, yeah, like, the chickens,
whereas like
have,
a chicken
like,
has chicken
feed.
Food.
We don't need to like do this blood sacrifice.
But I don't think I remember watching the mice. Yeah,
I think that means we're doing a good job. That's good. That's good that he has that. I feel like that's good.
Oh, no, he's
that's
literally
like,
an angel.
Empathy.
No, he's teaching us about it.
I feel like
it.
The world, yeah, he's teaching me empathy, and he has so much, and I feel like it's the number one thing I think this world is lacking is empathy. So like,
exactly. He's a beautiful soul. He's teaching us so much about it. He is heaven.
Yeah.
And so are our other two kids. They're all so sweet and loving to all creatures and like don't want to hurt anything. They're just wonderful. Like they're the best. We got real lucky with our little youngins.
Yeah. So creatures live outside. Creatures live in our house, in our kitchen, and nobody's mad about it. The best part is that nobody's mad.
Nobody's mad.
There's a lizard in our kitchen. Nobody's mad. There's two praying mantis living their best life.
The only
life.
Reason I'm mad is because they're going to die
in our living room. Well, they're predators of bugs and insects, and there's a lot of those in our house too.
Oh, brother. My God.
It's a buffet.
Love.
And everybody's chill and everybody loves them and everybody's happy they're here. So it's like all good.
Get a romper. Get out of here.
I got rompers. You made me wear one.
We need a romper. Get a romper. That's my new get a life. Get a romper. All right. Thanks for listening. I think we've talked enough about nothing.
We
today.
Only talked about cruises
and bugs. And bugs.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week. Let us know if you want us to write any more jingles for anything, right?
Oh, and you did a song. Yeah, that was really good.
And let us know if Eric should go on a cruise by himself.
By myself?
I'm not going. But I love you.
Intense.
Have fun.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.